In the city of Grand Rapids, voters will decide a number of elections, most importantly in the race for mayor. Roslyn Bliss, the first female mayor in Grand Rapids history, hopes voters will give her four more years, while challenger and local pastor Daniel Scutt is looking to unseat her after running on a faith-based platform. Two city commission elections as well in Grand Rapids. A race that a number of people will be watching is between former Grand Rapids Public School Board President Wendy Faub, who takes on Melinda Asasi. She's the executive director of the nonprofit employee support organization The Source. During this summer's primary, it was close, with only roughly 200 votes separating the two. Meanwhile, City Commissioner John O'Connor takes on newcomer Allison Lutz in the city's first ward. Voters in Grand Rapids will also decide whether or not to adopt a millage to improve and maintain the city's parks, pools, and playgrounds. While the proposal is technically a renewal of the one voters passed in 2013, the new millage will increase the tax and, if it passes, would be permanent. In Muskegon, four races to watch for City Commission. In the first ward, incumbent Eric Hood is being challenged for his seat by Jennifer Ross. In the second ward, Jeanette Burt Moore looks to unseat incumbent Willie German Jr. The third ward sees the return of Lawrence Spataro, who served 16 years as city commissioner before losing his seat 4 years ago. To win it back, he will have to defeat Michael Ramsey. Finally, newcomers Teresa Emery and John Page will duke it out to represent Muskegon's fourth ward. Officials say voters can now register the day of the election, giving no one an excuse of not voting. The polls close at 8 p.m. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.